rooted in moments. Here I go. I used to ask my mom when I became older, why doesn't she have any baby pictures of me? I was like, I'm so cute. But was I an ugly baby or something? She would always laugh and tell me that they were at grandma's house. I was born in the summertime. My aunt named me, but my mama didn't name me right. My mama picked both names that my aunt gave her when she was told to do either or as my first name. She spelled my middle name the worst way possible. And here's a real kicker. I originally had her maiden name as my last name. The gods couldn't wait for my birth certificate to be sent to my grandma's house. Yeah, let's just say my last name was changed to my dad's in a matter of what probably felt like seconds to my mother. My mother told me that her aunt made her have me naturally for getting pregnant again. And I would like to say that it worked because she didn't have any more children for 18 years. My dad tells me this story of how my great granny told him to bury me in some dirt in the backyard to strengthen my legs to walk. Crazy business, right? He taught me how to walk in my grandma's living room. He taught me how to ride a bike right in front of the house. And he also taught me not to take any stuff. I don't know when my parents broke up because it seemed like they were always together. I was always paying close attention to my father's words and to my mother's actions. While typing that out just brought tears to my eyes. I was always watching her, but always listening to him. My dad would always say things like, "We not about to get stuck there. Make a decision and be comfortable with it." But my all-time favorite, because I am not naturally a patient person, is, "You gonna hurry up and wait." I'm always listening for some game and or wisdom from him, even to this day. I told you earlier that my mom was a soft spirit. She was so patient that it irritated my soul. She was the definition of grace, a word I struggle with to this day. I'm working on it, y'all. She would let people push her to her wit's end, and then the beast would show up. I was like, let's kick this off from the ground floor. She told me that I act like my dad. I think every father needs a daughter with his temper. What I wish I knew then was that she was showing me the biggest lessons of my life.